You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
What are you doing this weekend? Anything fun?
Don't think so. Actually, no? You know what? I'll probably be dabbling in this little getaway that we want to do. I got the green light from my parents last night to watch the kids. Yeah. So we've got a couple little mini milestones coming up. It's our 15th wedding anniversary. And then my sweet knickknack is rolling over to the 4-0.
Oh,
she's turning 40. I know.
She looks like she's 30.
Oh, that's nice of you.
Well, you know it's true.
Her microneedling is starting to take effect. She got that microneedling. Her skin looks so good right now. I was looking at her last night. I was like, you look really good right now. So, but anyway, we're talking about getting away, just the two of us, which we've never done. We've never left the kiddos behind and zipped out of town to enjoy three or four nights.
Is that true?
That is true.
You've never gone anywhere?
Without the kids. No,
not
vacation.
Even a weekend?
Not even a weekend.
I didn't know that.
I don't think we have.
Reed is 10.
I'm sure she'll text me. I don't believe we... Well,
you haven't even gone somewhere for a weekend.
We've gone, like, well, like, more than one night? No. Like, we've had, you know, things where we're just, you know, parents take the kids Friday night, we'll pick them up, you know, Saturday during the day. Yeah, never more than one night.
You know, of course, that if I had known this before, I would have given you endless grief about
this. I know, I've been kind of quiet.
That's probably why you've kept it quiet.
So we're due. Let's just say we are due for a little mommy and daddy getaway.
You're at least 5 or 6 years
I
overdue.
I know.
Anyway.
And then, speaking of years, we started looking at the map, the old Google map, just to see what was within driving distance.
Mm-hmm.
And Nick Nack said, oh my gosh, it's been 11 to 12 years since we zipped down to Santa Fe. And so I came scampering in yesterday and told Dom, I was like, buddy, we might be going to Santa Fe because I know you love that place.
I love that town. I considered moving there.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
I considered moving there. The only thing that kept me from doing it is because, you know, I had to move out of altitude
right,
and get closer to sea level. And Santa Fe is actually higher altitude than mm-hmm. Denver. So
yeah.
I was like, well, I can't do that.
But it's a quick little trip and... From what I recall that many years ago, I was kind of ho-hum about it. The food is killer down there. I'm excited for that. But then I started looking at the map and, you know, give it a decade. It's actually grown up quite a bit and there's a few more things to do down there now. There's some breweries I want to go to and some wineries. And
cool.
I'm thinking, you know, the main reason I want to go?
Mm.
We're actually going to stay in the same hotel that we stayed in that many years ago, one that you recommended. And while we were there, they have a little continental breakfast thing, mm-hmm. and they have the best coffee mugs.
Okay.
And I took one of them.
Okay, now I do remember that story.
I stole a mug.
From those many years ago, I remember you talking about stealing the mug from the hotel.
It was so good. I loved the color. It was like this burnt orange Santa Fe looking color, perfect amount of coffee it held. I had it for 2 or 3 years, fell out of the cabinet and smashed.
Well, that was karma.
And I was on the website for this hotel yesterday looking at their little breakfast thing. They got pictures of it. They have the same mugs.
Either that or it's just a 15-year-old photo.
Right. And I did notice that their rates have gone up at the hotel.
Yes.
Could be because people are stealing the mugs.
I like that hotel because it's walking distance to the square.
It is, yeah.
And I would go there and park and spend 3 days there and never want to see my car.
That's what we're going to do. We're going to walk around. We're going to hit some of the nice restaurants and bars, some of the rooftop bars. And Nicole is giddy about getting some more turquoise jewelry. That is like her thing, man. So she's like, I'm going to bring some extra cash to buy some turquoise jewelry.
Boy, those natives set up there along the square, you know, in the morning, mm-hmm. and they have their blankets spread out with all their jewelry.
It's beautiful stuff, man.
It's wild, man.
It's really cool.
I really love that town, and I love the art galleries, too. One of my favorite galleries in the world is there. It's called Pop Gallery, and it's because it's such weird art. And that's what I love about it.
All right.
Yeah, go see that one because I know you, and that would be the art that will really catch your eye and you'll enjoy it because it's kind of cartoonish in a way.
All right.
But it's really cool. So
excellent.
Good for you. I'm glad you guys
are
going.
It'll be fun. It's fun, you know, fun anniversary, and good for Nicole for her birthday. And
you know, and anytime I hear that somebody is driving to Santa Fe from the Mile High City, I always have the same advice, and it has nothing to do with Santa Fe. Do you want to hear the advice?
Tell me now.
20 miles this side of Pueblo,
okay,
and 20 miles the other side. That 40-mile stretch,
mm-hmm,
do not go above the speed limit.
Whoop, whoop.
Yes, like crazy.
Really?
There is something about that stretch where they really patrol that. And so you just got to know when you get to within like 20, 25 miles, just bring it down to, you know, like if it's a 70-mile-an-hour zone, uh-huh, keep it at like 72 max.
Uh-huh. Take
because
your time.
They're thick as thieves down there. I mean, they are
really,
they're like flies. They're everywhere.
I wonder why.
And they're pulling everybody over.
All right. Good
so
advice.
That's my advice. Don't get your ticket down there
because
they'll nail
notes.
You around Pueblo.
Slow down and pop gallery. I have it right here on
there
my notes.
There you go.
That's all you
Other
need.
Other than that, just explore.
Oh, and three, steal a mug.
Okay. No, I'm not recommending that.
I might take two this time. Just, you know, backup.
I'm excited.
Thanks,
when are you
man.
Guys doing this? September?
It'll be in September sometime. Yeah. So
that's good.
Thanks.
I will live vicariously through you because I have not been able. I used to go to Santa Fe every year without mm-hmm. fail. I would take a long weekend and go down there.
I'm excited.
And I haven't been able to go for now the last 3 or 4 years. So I love
my kids, man, but I'm just.
Oh, yeah. Get the hell away.
We need it. We so need it.
Are you going to do that thing since it's been 10 years now? You guys every 45 minutes are going to be like checking in on them or something? Don't do that.
I hope not.
And don't even check in once. Just go.
No,
and
I'm
just...
sure every night we'll check in and see how grandma and grandpa are holding
I
up.
Yes.
You know?
Oh, they've raised children.
I think they'll be okay.
I
know, but they're older now, you know, so we'll see.
Did you just call your mom old?
Well, they're older than when they raised me and my sister.
Whoa. You know, she used to hate me. She's going to start hating you if you're not careful.
Hey, Mom, you're old.
Hey, quickly, before we go to break, I wanted to throw out something because, you know, you were talking about the food down there and
yeah.
Pasquale's, which is a great restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
What's that other one that you like?
The Pink Adobe.
Pink Adobe.
Yes.
There's great, great, great food down there. So go and soak that up. Speaking of food and restaurants, I have always had one rule when it comes to restaurants that I am picky about their names. Like, I don't want to do business with certain restaurants because of their names.
Okay.
And one of them, I've always half jokingly said, I won't eat at a restaurant that has the word factory in their name.
I
don't like food factories. So, like, people,
like,
let's go to the old spaghetti factory. And I'm like, don't want to go to a factory for food.
See, and I love the Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah.
And I know you scowl every time I say I'm going there.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah.
Just churning out the food.
Just churning it out like a factory. I'm like, but I got another one. So we were talking about where we wanted to go. And maybe for our Friday afternoon, because we do Friday afternoon date night, so they're date afternoons, and we go and sit at the bar at a restaurant and we have a cocktail and we sit at the bar to eat and we mm-hmm. love it. And I said, we haven't done Indian food. I don't know if there's a whole bunch of them that have a bar necessarily, but I want some good Indian food. And so she started looking stuff up online, and now am I a complete weirdo? Because the ones that she came up with, she found, you're familiar with the Indian bread called naan, right?
Naan.
Yep. I love naan.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, here's an Indian restaurant, it's called Nonstop.
And I was like, I know what you're doing here.
I'm like, I am not gonna go to an Indian food restaurant if they call themselves Nonstop. And she's like, all right, and she scrolled down a little bit. She goes, here's another one, it's called Curry It Up Now.
See?
And I said, no, I am not going to go to Curry It Up Now or
so
Nonstop.
Like punny restaurant names.
I cannot eat at a restaurant whose name is a pun on their genre. I'm like, I'm not going to do that,
come
babe.
Come on. Curry It Up.
Curry It Up.
All right.
No.
That is damn funny.
So, anyway, listener Deanna, I think? Yeah, Deanna says, Dom, please go to Nonstop or Curry Up Now just so you can post photos for the rest of us. That's hilarious.
I'm crying. Like, I'm still laughing about this through that whole commercial break. Just seeing you walk up to one of these restaurants with just that look on your face, like, what am I doing?
Hello, sir. Welcome to Curry Up Now.
I had to go online and look up punny restaurant names. Like, these are actual places out there. Yeah. Like, you'd never find Dom at the salad place Garden of Eden. Or the juice bar Kale Me Crazy.
Actually, dude, I have driven past a Kale Me Crazy. I have driven past one just in the last month.
A lot of these are food trucks, so you'd never see Dom standing at the grilled cheese food truck called Cheesy Does It. Or getting ice cream at the Dairy Godmother.
There is other ones, too, like the Grillinium Falcon is... I think it's in Arkansas. There's a ton of them that are based around the word pho, you know, like food dish pho. Yeah, there's a whole bunch. Some of them are nasty. Some of them, you know, unforgettable is one.
Pho, yes, sir.
Jamaican Me Crazy is a food place.
There's a donut place called Vincent Van Donut.
And a sushi joint that's called Saki Tumi.
See, I love that.
And there's a Thai restaurant called Thai and Mighty. I mean,
you know, A plus for creativity.
I'm going to give them bonus points for their creativity.
You're not giving them your money, I'll tell you that.
They will not see my credit card.